mobile.
Q4ZW. Sunday morning, happy days.
Oh, sorry, I got a lot of static on this end, and I don't know if it's where I'm at or what, I'm not receiving you clearly. I'll try that again.
Now, I'm getting a lot of static from you, too, so I don't know if it's your end or my end. KO4ZEW.
KO4ZEW, maybe? I didn't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. KB4CBA.
You got it correct. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. This is Ben, as in Benjamin, out of Malden.
This is David. I'm over here at almost at the intersection of East North and 291. The most dangerous intersection. A man once rear-ended a car. He was so inebriated that he thought he was pushing the brake pedal and he's pushing the gas, and he was doing 80 miles an hour when he collided with a stopped car at the traffic light. And he killed several people. Of course, he didn't have a scratch, but anyway. And that was the first time that the solicitor tried to get him with vehicular manslaughter. It didn't hold for that one, but it did later on.
I have upped my power. Does that sound any better?
I'm sorry to say. I want to place an order here at Starbucks. I'll be right back.
KO4ZEW monitoring.
Back, KB4CBA.
Yeah, I'm still here. I am working on a new radio, and I think I have just gotten SMS via APRS, text messaging working.
So, I got the last part of that. Give me the first part of that.
I'm working on a new radio, and I just got APRS via APRS and SMS talking between my phone and my home base station.
You've now stepped into the twilight zone. Well, you're definitely out of my league here on that one. But, man, I'm glad you have the knowledge to do that.
Pretty neat. And I should probably put together a presentation to the club about it so that in an emergency situation, anybody with APRS can text message each other. It's using their phones. So some people are going to try to use Metastic as the next emergency, but I think this is a better system.
Well, just so you know now, you started out really good, and then it just got real staticky. Are you moving, changing your position, or is your antenna fixed?
So I'm on a base station. Is it my voice that's quiet? Do I need to turn my megaphone gain up, or do you think it's a signal thing?
As far as I can tell from this position, your mic gain's fine. It's just a, you know, you're just not hitting the repeater solid, at least that's what I'm hearing. I tried you on the input, but no joy there. And I think I'm getting ready to pull up to the window here. Maybe not. Maybe not. Go ahead, KP4CBA.
I'll check the repeater recording. See what it sounds like from there, because I'm getting some bacon fry from you, and I don't know if that's me or you, but if I listen to the recording, then it'll help me troubleshoot.
It's in the repeater, in C9B. I can't be that bullshit with you, and you probably heard it on me.
Here's the bacon fry on you as well.
Hope y'all doing well today. And C9, name's Leon, if you don't remember. bring at the window. Maybe I might want some.
I don't know. We'll wait for Dave to come back, and we can live vicariously through him and his mocha frappa frappa latte mocha thing.
Hey, sorry, I'm at the window here at Starbucket, so I didn't get to hear all of the transmission there. But anyway, thank you.
Hey, Leon, NC9V. I was telling them that both of y'all had static on you. Seems they're cleared up now, though. You came in pretty clear on that one.
I just rolled off from the building, but I'm on the side of the building that the repeater is on, if that helps any.
Repeater just needed to warm up a little bit. It's doing well now.
We're both coming through pretty clear now.
To you, Benjamin, all that static went away, so must have been something going on with the repeater there. Who knows? The ins and outs and ups and downs of amateur radio.
Why we build redundancy, but oh yeah, good times. Well, I'm glad to know that my equipment is still operating, considering it's only a month old.
Something in there?
Echo, Oscar, November, Leon, NC9V.
Today, sir.
Better. I mean, you couldn't get any better than this. I'm already off work, heading up the mountain. Gonna meet a person to take care of a Facebook marketplace sale. The light of them, I'm moving along to the next person. And doing well. And I got work lined up for tomorrow.
Catch you on down the log. I usually do.
Double with you, Ben.
Leon, I was just going to say that I'm going to be clear and monitoring Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, and I will catch you both on down the log.
Here we go. If you can hear me, KV4 CBN bubble.
Ben, and don't worry about that radio. It's doing a fine job. NC9V mobile. Today, where are you heading now?
Headed to the house. We live in Taylor's. And so I'm going eastbound on Wade Hampton. Just went through the, back there was the 291 intersection. I'm a good ways beyond that now, but anyway.
That's the 290 in Wade Hampton, probably, I don't know. 5 minutes ago. I'm out 290 now, heading up. I'm going to start climbing the mountain here in a while. Head over to 25 and make the right and on up the hill.
Well, FYI, I got you on the input, but you sound better on the repeater.
I've got the tower of power, yeah. I'm only running 25 watts, I think, in here. I have to check it. I never run high power. I never run 50 watts. I'm a FDM 500 DR, I think is what it is.
Not sure what mine can handle. I think mine's on like mid-range. And I don't know what that is, but I imagine it's probably around 20 watts, 25 watts. I mean, I don't like unless I just absolutely have to.
Move up my antenna. I've got a toolbox on the back of my truck, and I want to rig up a antenna in the middle of that toolbox, but I'm going to raise the antenna up maybe about 4 or 5, 6 inches. There'll be a little bracket already made up for it. And I just haven't decided what kind of antenna I'm going to go with, because I've got this diamond antenna that I'm using now, and if I put it where I want to put it on the toolbox, I think it might be a little bit too tall for my carport. I won't be able to park the truck in the carport anymore. So I'm trying to figure out what I want to do about that.
I was using the same radio, but
like a 45 degree cant. See how that does height wise for getting in and out of carport. Well, these young kids riding around with a flag or something, I don't know, but it might be practical enough to work for me.
About that, I was making my turn into a subdivision, and I didn't have free hands, so I couldn't set the coffee down. My coffee cup is holder is, I got the lid in it. Heck of a place to put a lid, but anyway. What I did when I had a Tacoma, what I did was I used a bracket up the bed and mounted it, up high. How'd it go? And I put the diamond antenna, the same antenna I'm talking about that I use on the Mustang and I tried it on this one. And it worked great. In fact, I still have the bracket.
About a third brake light on this pickup truck mounted up high like that. And they make the bracket. You could actually buy a dual bracket. They have MNO mounts on both sides of the taillight. Mounted up high like that, but I think I'd be limited, really limited, to what antenna I could put on there. But I was thinking, if I don't know, I've never used one of those short, stubby antennas, you know, the covert ones, I guess they call them, that all the law enforcement agencies use and everything, so they don't have an antenna sticking out. I was thinking one of those, but I don't want to lose any gain or anything. I like being quicker.
Driveway, so I just stepped out. That's a compact COMP. COMPAC. That's the name of the antenna. It's 9 inches. It's on a MNO mount. And you just screw it right off. And I've got a little cap I can put on it if I want to. And I used to go through a car wash with this thing, but they tore the front end of it up. I don't do that anymore. I'm going to have to start washing this thing myself.
That one up, Dave. I'll let you go. You go suck on that latte a little bit. I know that's what you were doing earlier when you couldn't talk, but I'll let you go. Have a great day. Good talking to you, and enjoy your latte, sir. It's a little later than the log there. NC9B. Bubble.
Beekeeping for CBA. You have a good one as well. Be careful out there, mobiling around, and I'll be going back out at 6, or, well, before 6, probably about 5, for a clinic at 6, and twice today, but anyway, so you have a good one, good to talk to you, and good luck with your antenna options there. Sounds like you've got several options to consider, so, and that's always good, you know, if one doesn't work, you can try something else. Ah, the joys of amateur radio. You have a good one. 73 is KB4 CBA.
3 NC9B.